This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Glimpse into our lives. We pull the curtain back. What's going on non-sports? Let's get to it.
Quick reminder, Saturday night, Gaithersburg at the Arts Barn. Follow me at Funny Danny. I will tweet out links to that show. My buddy Eddie Morrison is opening. It is going to be a blast. 8 p.m., there's some beers named after your pal, like I Want a Parade Porter. That is something that you can get when you go there. And in addition to Dan Stell Light, there'll be plenty of those available as well. 120-person seat theater, give or take. It's going to be a blast on Saturday. But here's the crux of your boys' double play. Rip through Stranger Things 2, a.k.a. Season 2. I've also watched some of the after Stranger Things, etc. No spoilers if you haven't watched it or if you're kind of going slow. This was a bigger, bolder, I would say, attempt. They realized they needed to make it bigger than just kind of what they were dealing with, and they sort of split some of the characters up and split them off and gave them room to grow. They kept grounded in terms of the characters that we all fell in love with, introduced some new ones. To me, excellent. A couple people in the Critics Game GP have decided to try to find fault with it because the show took a risk. It's the curse of the first good album, right? You know how, like, with a band, your debut album is, let's say it sells really well and it's awesome. You do some of the same things that brought you, and the annoying critics are like, so derivative, the same thing they just did, redone. You try something new. This is not the sound their fans fell in love with. Kind of a catch-22, right? The show took risks in season two while maintaining some of the things that made it great.
You almost can't win if you run something really good back, to be completely honest.
Right. And they balanced that new thing, a couple new characters, the new risk, the new the reason to be afraid, gave more meat on the bone to some guys that were kind of underutilized in season number one, including the main character, Will, who basically disappeared after 5 minutes of the first episode. You basically never heard from him for a while. He has ton to chew on, and he is sensational. He, to me, is the breakout of this season, how good that character is. But the show is awesome, and thank goodness Netflix keeps churning out great material. Speaking of turning out great material, they're not going to do another House of Cards season, given the Kevin Spacey situation, such as it is. I won't go further into it than that.
A developing situation.
It is continually developing, but they continue to churn out excellent content. Mindhunter is up next. I'll have my Danny Ruye Netflix show review for that pretty soon.
Oh, very exciting. And it's time for my double play. Everybody hates everything. So occasionally I like to just point things out that I'm okay with and that I like. I think we should like things instead of just disliking them at all times.
I hate that.
I was in a car because I was driving, and I was on a road because that's where you drive.
Sure.
And I was flipping around on satellite radio yesterday. It was November 1st, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
I came across Christmas music. I came across a holiday channel with Christmas music on November 1st. Now, this is something that a lot of people like to get upset about. They like to get mad about when seasonal things come out that isn't the right season for them. They like to get mad about things happening too soon that are good things. Those people can get as loud as they want to, as angry as they want to. You know what I love? The holiday season. You know what I love? Christmas time. You know what I'm okay with? Extending it as long as possible. As you get older, it gets harder and harder to actually like get into the mood, I feel like, for Christmas time. You either work so much or you're not home enough. You kind of look up, and all of a sudden, it's December 22nd, and you go, wait, I haven't, like,
baked. I haven't shopped for anybody.
I haven't eaten any fresh-baked cookies. Oh, I haven't had a holiday party. I haven't done any shopping. I haven't watched my favorite Christmas movies. What am I doing here? Christmas is this week. You want to start it on November 1st? Start it on November 1st. You want to play your Christmas music in your house tonight? You do that. You want to put your lights out in the next week? Go for it. All this wait until after Thanksgiving, the nonsense about TV commercials having holiday-themed music, those people can kick all of the rocks as far as I'm concerned, Danny. I love the holiday season. It should go as long as anyone wants it to. Stop hating everything just to do it because you want to be cynical. It's okay to be happy and enjoy a holiday. Because guess what? We only get one Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We only get one day. And we only get one December month out of the 12. So let's just extend that sucker a little bit longer. It's like a four-day weekend.
Here is my retort. I generally agree with the principle. So people get mad when, like, pumpkin beers are available in August. Pumpkin beers are delicious. I like them available all the time. They taste just as good in the springtime when the weather's mild and there's a nice little Drew Brees outside. But here's my retort to you. When you've got a two-month, basically, Christmas situation, that's all well and good. I'm not necessarily anti that or whatever. I'm with you that it's, you know, every snarky blog likes to be cynical about it. But there's a direct disrespect to Thanksgiving. And this is an affront on Thanksgiving. The extreme right-wingers out there want to talk about the war on Christmas. I'll bring it up to you. This is for fat people. This is the war on Thanksgiving.
It's not, though.
I need more emphasis or emphasis, if you will, placed on the holiday that revolves around sitting on your buttocks eating carbohydrates. That is what the day of celebration is. It's the best day we have every year.
You can
it's
have
perfect.
Christmas and eat it, too. You can have Thanksgiving and Christmas together. To me, they're inextricably linked as a holiday season.
Sir,
you see.
They're nearly a month apart. It's nearly 30 days.
This is the holiday season. You can play Christmas music all month long and then still get very excited at Thanksgiving when you sit down and eat your delicious meal.
It doesn't get the attention it deserves if I'm hearing Holla Jolla Christmas on November 1st.
Is there a turkey song you'd rather be singing? There's
delightful,
no songs.
Then give me no songs. Delightful Thanksgiving where stuffing is the star. Give me that song. Record that. Hey, John in Richmond. Richmond John, you talented son of a gun, you handsome man with the country baritones. Sing me a Thanksgiving song. Cook me up a ditty.
Probably have it ready for you in about 3 minutes.
Seriously, he's so talented. I told him yesterday on Twitter, I was like, I wish I had a fraction of that
talent. You're just talking through a Thanksgiving song that Thommy's giving you right now. Rebecca Black gave you one already.
This is Rebecca Black?
Maybe it isn't. I have no idea. It sounds exactly like that Friday song.
One of the first shows you and I did together, by the way, it was like midnight on a Tuesday when that Rebecca Black song dropped. And you and me and Alan Lamb broke it down like the Zapruder film, bar by bar.
One of our best segments together.
I agree.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, your Beltway Blitz with some thoughts on the Redskins, the Wizards, and the Nationals next right here on 106.7 The Fan. We are 1 hour away from the introductory press conference of new Nats manager Dave Martinez. You're going to hear from Mike Rizzo and Martinez himself on the show today right here on The Fan.
It's the holiday season, I guess, right? So here's what that means. 2017, almost over. She's a winding down. You know what that means for cars, trucks, SUVs, or subs, if you will. It means the 2017 models, they got to go. That's what's happening at Ted Britt Ford, Fairfax Chantilly. Just a click away at TedBritt.com. You got to go. And here's what you get as the consumer, as the car purchaser. You get yourself an unbelievable deal on the 2017s. Check these out. 0% financing for 60 months on most every 2017 model in stock at Ted Britt Ford. 0% financing for 72 months on the Focus and the Fusion. I got a Fusion. Let me tell you about it in a second. 2017 Fiesta as low as $7,900. Focus as low as $9,900. A Fusion, just like the boys, as low as $15,900 or up to $10,000 off. An Escape as low as $16,500 or $10,000 off. F-150, the number one truck in these United States of America, $19,999. The point of the dude's story is when you go, you get a great new Ford at an unbelievable price with 0% financing for years. These guys need to move these cars off the lot, and you are the beneficiary. Go see them, and when you do, please do me this personal favor. Just tell them that Danny sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.